our guys in a game like that, it's always tough to play against a group that is free and just can attack and has nothing to lose, whether they win or lose. It's the game's easy for them. And the coach is doing a good job having those guys play hard. And so, you know, you like to see a young team do that. But our guys, at the end of the day, we were good in a lot of areas. Obviously, the two areas that we have to do a better job of or try to continue to clean up are turnovers. You know, I mean, 19 turnovers for 34 points. They were live ball turnovers, which helped them in transition the other way. So we have to do a better job of taking care of the ball. That's why that and our fouling created this to be a tougher ball game than expected for us. So if we did a better job in those areas, you know, the win is a little bit easier, especially going down the stretch. A lot of good performances from our guys. You know, we were able to make it up, you know, in terms of the number of times that they went to the free throw line and our turnovers by offensive rebounding. You know, OG had 3 offensive rebounds. Cat had 6 offensive rebounds. Obviously, Cat had a triple-double tonight, which was great, and especially in 30 minutes of action. And then OG, you know, for him to get 13 rebounds, it's a big night. A big night to get a double-double. We needed every single one of those rebounds, which he's more than capable of doing on a night-in, night-out basis. But our ability to generate second-chance opportunities with the 20 offense rebounds help us negate the free throw line, but more importantly, our turnover situation. And it was good to win. Ariel Huck-Porty was our defensive player of the game. I thought, you know, he came in. He didn't play big minutes, but he came in, and he was big for us, especially on that end. I mean, they play 5 guards, and so for us to try to match up with him was a little tough, but Ariel did a fantastic job when he was out on the floor trying to match up with whoever he had in transition. And he had a big verticality for us late that created a missed opportunity for us to go down and score.
Yeah, I think first quarter, like 8 out of the 9 first 9 field goals had an assist on him. Yeah. The way the ball was moving.
Yeah, and it was a great night. You know, obviously we had put, 36 assists on 48 baskets. You know, that's a big night. The ball was moving. There was a stretch where I thought we were trying to create the home run play a little too much, trying to get the assists, which led to the turnovers, because the turnovers weren't forced. It was just us trying to get the assist. And, you know, you applaud your guys for trying to take care of one another, but I kept telling them, if we just moved it one more time, you might not get the assist, you get the hockey assist, but we're gonna have a chance to score if we keep the ball moving. And our guys tried to do that most of the night. We also had 20 sprays, which was great. You know, we touched the paint, sprayed it 20 times, which, we didn't shoot as many threes as we'd like to, but, you know, for us to get the looks from the three-point line that we did tonight was really big.
Coach, you guys snapped the 3-game road losing streak tonight.
Yeah.
With a team that's rebuilding like the Grizzlies are, you know, it's a tendency for, you know, for teams to come in here and kind of take the night off. But were you happy with the overall effort and intensity from you guys tonight?
Yeah, you know, like I said, for us getting the win was big, you know, especially in this trip after dropping the first 3. And, you know, they're a young team, they're rebuilding, and they're playing, you know, with a lot of guys that are hungry, and they're fighting for not just minutes, but they're fighting for contracts. They're fighting for their NBA lives. And so they're going to bring a sense of energy to the table. You know, their staff's doing a great job having them play fast, not just in the full court, but in the front court too. Everybody sprints into their stuff and sprints out, and they try to share the basketball. And, you know, again, when you don't have the pressure of winning at times, and your coach tells you, let it fly, you're a more confident shooter. And you give those guys credit. They shot the ball very, very well tonight, and it seemed like all of them did, no matter who was taking a shot. So, you know, great job by Memphis, for sure.
How about Landry? What have you been able to do with this as a long time back?
Yeah, no, Landry was big, and, you know, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle because he defensively he could have just as easily gotten the defense player of the game tonight. He's just a physical presence on that end of the floor. The way he fights over screens, he's really locked into what his job is. He's been fantastic for us whenever he's on the floor. And then on top of that, you know, you miss he shot the ball well tonight, but more importantly, he created space, because when he's out on the floor, he has to be guarded, so it helps create space for everybody else. But Landry was big for us in the 30 minutes that he played on both ends.
Did you want to give guys, so Josh, I think it was 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Were you trying to give guys a little bit of a breather here?
No, it was just a weird game, especially with the way, with the lineups that they had on the floor. And I was trying to look for a matchup for Cat, you know, especially after they hit the first couple of shots to start the second. And once I found one, I was like, okay, let's go with it. But it was just a matchup thing, and who was playing well at that particular moment. We'd let a group go.
You guys good? All right, thanks, Coach.